Chapter 8. Emotions to Launch Your Creations. Now that you have the detailed images written down on your sheet, it is time to add the emotion. Thinking of the details gives the outline of what you want, but the emotion adds the power. The emotion behind the image is what fleshes it out and gives it life. Emotions create the power and energy. When you do your holographic creation with emotion, this emotion launches your hologram in the universe. My counseling work has shown me that most people are very poor at identifying their emotions. They don't even know what emotion they are feeling at any given time. Some are very limited, recognizing sad, mad, and happy, but little else. The more positive emotions you can feel and create and resonate with, the more successful you will be at holocreation. Quick emotional exercise. There is a lot of discussion currently about emotional IQ. Emotion is powerful. And here's a quick exercise for you. How many emotion words can you list in 60 seconds? Ready? Go. How did you do? If you had some pauses during the minute, then you need to improve your emotional IQ, and the holocreation can help you. Every day during your sessions, you will list several emotions. Use the following expanded list to push you to learn, recognize, and create more emotion in your life. A few examples of this list are able, absolved, abundant, accelerated, acceptable. More examples of the expanded positive emotion list can be found on page 34 of I Create Reality. How to use the emotion list. Use the above list to identify your emotions and to list them on the daily sheet, but also use them in your own life, in your interaction with others. Using new words will literally increase the range of what you experience. No need to feel good when you can feel wonderful. Be brilliant rather than just smart. Do you feel loved? Or is precious a better way to describe it? Feel and experience being blessed, worthwhile, or wealthy. Access the emotions underlying your desires. Here's another benefit to learning about your emotions. We desire things for emotional reasons and not for intellectual reasons. Try to figure out why you want what you want. You will learn about yourself. Sometimes what you say you want is only a clue to what you really want. For every desire, ask yourself, for what purpose? For example, someone may want a brand new Hummer as their dream vehicle. Well, for what purpose? It may be different for each person. To prove to myself that I'm deserving of an expensive vehicle. To prove to others that I am successful. To create a new image of being bold and daring. Because they are not common, and this vehicle will make me stand out. Because I like four-wheeling and the Hummer is a useful, powerful vehicle. People will get out of my way, physically and emotionally. I'm using it as a symbol of success. I'm not judging any of these reasons. In fact, I own all of them to some extent. But I did have to do a little digging to come up with them. My point is this. If you do the same exercise for all of your desires, you will gain two benefits. Benefit number one, you will learn about yourself and your true reasons for wanting what you want. Benefit number two, you may be able to identify what you really want. Love, acceptance, recognition. And find a shorter or more effective means of getting it. List more than one emotion. The emotions are what give life to your detailed images, your holograms. I usually list two emotions on each line on the daily sheet, trying to come up with new ones every day. Spend a matter of 10 to 15 seconds, usually feeling the emotion as you imagine the scenario or image you are concentrating on. Here is the list of emotions I put on my daily sheet yesterday. Joy with family, forgiving, at peace, settled, free and loving, awe, connection, focus, progressive, achieving, free, light, transparent, trust, aware, compassion, love, achievement, creative, giving, relaxed joy, unlimited potential.